It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Marmalade.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon, Aideen. Hope you're enjoying the Cork Film Festival.
I am indeed. Great to be in Cork and lovely to talk to you this afternoon. You are bringing us, though, way back to prehistoric creatures for your first story.
Prehistoric creatures that like money at the box office because it was kind of bound to happen. Jurassic World Rebirth was a big success at the box office.
It was.
Despite having so many of these movies, 900 million worldwide. And what does that mean? Well, they're going to get the gang back together again. Yeah. The reports here suggest that the director, Gareth Edwards, is returning to direct the next Jurassic entry, while the film's main trio of stars, that's Scarlett Johansson, Jonathan Bailey and Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, are all expected to return as well. The most recent one was written by David Coop, so we're not quite sure, except the big difference here is that Edwards will be developing the sequel from scratch, as opposed to been brought in pretty late in the process for the last one. The most recent film sort of took place in a world where dinosaurs were dying out and they went on a mission to retrieve some dinosaur DNA. Mm. Steven Spielberg will also be returning as an executive producer.
He knows he's onto a good thing there, doesn't he? Now, speaking of Spielberg.
Yes, he's across a lot this week because he's on board to return as an executive producer on an 80s classic. Okay, so here's the rules, right? No bright lights, number one.
Yes.
Number two, don't get them wet.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, never, ever feed them after midnight. What am I talking
good
about?
Good clues. It's the Gremlins, of course.
It is. So Warner Brothers have decided to revive the franchise, the company confirming that the project is not only happening, that they've already locked in a date for release, which is November 19th, 2027. Also on board is the original film's writer, Chris Columbus, who's going to produce and direct the film. So the original 1984 film was a dark comedy with horror elements in it. It was a big success.
It
made about $150 million in the US. The budget was only $11 million for the first one. It had a sequel in 1990. Wasn't as big at the box office. It was called Gremlins 2, The New Batch. It kind of was more of a comedy, sort of satirizing the first film, but it did have its share of fans too as well. So Warners have been kind of gauging interest in the property over the last few years because they released an animated series called Secrets of the Mogwai, which launched in 2023. Obviously, their research has shown that it's popular and they want to go for the Gremlins once more.
Okay, we shall see. Now, with Halloween officially over, we are allowed to mention Christmas. And you have some Christmas casting for us. I presume this is for 2026.
It's for 2026, yes. Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol is a new film.
That old tale.
West is directing. That old tale. Yes, and we have a decent enough cast for it because Ian McKellen and Severance breakout star Tramell Tillman are set to join the production, which has Johnny Depp playing Scrooge and Andrea Riseborough also attached to star in the project. So it's dubbed a thrilling ghost story set in Dickens' London, following one man's supernatural journey to face his past, present and future and a fight for a second chance. Tillman is going to play the ghost of Christmas present, and McKellen's role is unknown, though Marley is likely the character that he will be playing. So it already has a release date, which is November 13th, 2026. And you know what? There's another Christmas Carol adaptation coming as well.
Oh.
Might be a little bit more intriguing because Robert Eggers, director of Nosferatu, is actually lining that one up as his next project when he finishes one.
That might be dark, you think?
It might be very dark and very, very different.
Yes. Interesting to see what he'll do with it. All right. Now, Anthony Hopkins has been all over the news this week with his autobiography out, and no stopping him.
No stopping him, because he's going to star alongside Charlotte Rampling, where they will play Charles and Emma Darwin in a new period drama called The Species, which will be directed by Justin Chadwick. So it's set against the backdrop of Victorian England. It will also star Tom Hollander as the publisher Marshall Winwick. The film is set to focus on Emma, surrounded kind of by memories of the visionary scientist and her late husband, Charles, at their estate in Down House. And while on a late life journey of self-discovery since recently been made a widow, she finds herself locked in a battle with her son, George, and the pushy publisher, Marshall, over Charles's autobiography. So production for this one is scheduled to begin in June 2026, and it's filming in Northern Ireland.
Very good. Now, you have news of the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes?
Yes, I do. And this year, the recipient will be Dame Helen Mirren. What a great choice.
Great choice.
For the award this year. Something different happening with it, because actually the Golden Globes have announced that they've a sort of primetime special in advance of it called Golden Eve, where the organisation will honour recipients of both the Cecil B. DeMille Award and the Carol Burnett Award a few days before the main event, a couple of days beforehand, on January 8th. So it's going to feature in-depth interviews and career retrospectives for the recipient of the two awards.
That's a good idea. It gives it a little time, doesn't it?
Yeah, because normally it's just a speech, isn't it, on the night. Whereas if you're doing interviews and you're actually digging in on the career of the person who's honoured, that's probably a great way to do it. This award, the Cecil B. DeMille Award, was created in 1952. I mean, previous recipients include Walt Disney, Audrey Hepburn, Elizabeth Taylor, Robert Redford, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks and Oprah Winfrey. And then the other one, the Carol Burnett Award, that was created more recently in 2019, and it's presented to an honoree who has made an outstanding contribution to television on or off the screen. We're getting to that award season. The Golden Globes are going to be, won't be long. They're going to take place on January 11th and will be hosted by comedian and actress Nikki Glaser.
All right, what trailer watch have you for us this week?
You know what? We don't need to do any introduction really to this one, because when you hear the clip, you'll realise that the music speaks for itself.
From you, please.
Okay, but remember, in here, keep those feet still, my man.
Yes, Gareth, that is Michael. The story of Michael Jackson. It's been a long time coming, really, hasn't it?
A long time coming. Looks good. All the production design and everything seems to stand up. Starring his nephew, Jafar Jackson, in the movie as well. Directed by Antoine Fuqua, who's an award-winning filmmaker of the likes of Training Day. Heard an interview with John Logan, the writer, with Oliver Callan there recently.
Yes.
And then it's produced as well by Graeme King, who we would know for Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a good sign for a movie like this. It's going to be out April 24th. Take a look at the trailer.
Okay, let's look at new releases. We're going to start with an Irish feature entitled Abode.
Casper! Casper!
What the flying?
Wake up, it's morning.
There's no reason to wake me.
It's Christmas.
What age are you? 5.
How about a Christmas drink?
A clip there from the Irish feature Abode from director Liam O'Mahoyne.
Featuring the voices there of Marion O'Dwyer, Anthony Morris. Also in the cast, Brendan Conroy, Mary McAvoy, Rose Henderson and Stephen Jones. This features 5 stories connected by the theme of home and what it means to the different characters, all inspired by true stories, whether living in mansions, on the streets, in a big city or in the countryside. Home has a different meaning for each of them.
All right, it's a big weekend at the cinema in terms of the return of Daniel Day-Lewis. Let's remind ourselves of himself. And Sean Bean in Anemone.
The army teaches you to grin and bear it. The war with crime. And we were the phantom soldiers.
Ray never spoke to me about what happened over there.
I can't help you. So he's told me what happened.
Is that a question?
What do you want from me, brother? What do you want?
You're going to hell, brother.
family reunion.
Yes, indeed, Garrett, Daniel Day back on the big screen.
Which is great. And he's directed here by his son, Ronan Day-Lewis. It's set in Northern England. A man heads out on a journey into the woods to reconnect with the estranged hermit brother with whom he shared a complicated past that was altered by life-changing events decades ago.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. A great return to the screen for Daniel Day-Lewis. It's a powerful performance, memorable monologues. And it is an impressive debut from Ronan Day-Lewis, a co-writer and director. The cinematography is stunning. I have to say, I was very invested in the first half hour or so. I thought the lack of dialogue, actually, there's a really tense atmosphere and you don't get to see Daniel's face for a while. It's the presence of him, it's the back of him, all that was great. And then it just flagged a lot. It's so incredibly bleak and dark that I have to say it did leave me sort of exhausted. But look, great to see Daniel back. He's always wonderful on screen. And interesting to see what Ronan will do next. Interesting relationships there between brothers, fathers and sons in Anemone. We also have Die My Love.
Yeah, staying in the darkness vein, yes. Really. Grace, a writer and young mother, slowly slipping into madness, locked away in an old house in and around Montana. We see her acting increasingly agitated and erratic, leaving her companion Jackson increasingly worried and helpless. Jennifer Lawrence, Lakeith Stanfield and Robert Pattinson starring in this Lynn Ramsey movie.
Yeah, and as you say, Garrett, it is a weekend for dark movies. This is heavy stuff, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is superb in it. She just is a woman spiralling out of control. You can feel her anxiety, her boredom. There's a new baby. The baby's crying. There's a yappy dog. The husband isn't there. And it's pretty intense. But good cast. You see Spacek, Nick Nolte in there too. It's a heavy watch. But Jennifer Lawrence is on a roll, no doubt about it. What else have we, Garrett? We've Predator
Badlands. Yes, if you like your franchise action movies, this one's set on a remote planet in the future. Predator Badlands follows Deck, a young predator outcast from his clan in his quest to find the ultimate adversary and reclaim his honour. He forms an unexpected alliance with a synthetic robot played by Elle Fanning, and they embark on a perilous journey across a volcanic wasteland, confronting deadly native creatures as they go. And then also on the light side as well, we featured this on Trailer Watch a couple of weeks back, Ralph Fiennes starring in The Coral, which is set in 1916. As war rages on the Western Front, the Coral Society of Ramsden, Yorkshire has lost most of their men to the army, so they set about, determined to press ahead and recruit young local males to swell their ranks. Good cast as well. Mark Addy joining Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, and you know, with all the heaviness on the big screen this weekend, if you want something a little lighter, this is a charming film. It's one of those films you'd be delighted if it was on a Sunday night. It's a beautifully understated Ralph Fiennes, who's great in it, and as you say, a great sort of ensemble cast there. So something a little lighter, I think The Coral will do very nicely. A couple more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, Train Dreams is our final one. This looks really nice. It looks beautifully shot. It's based on a Dennis Johnson novella. It's a moving portrait of Robert, a lodger and railroad worker who leads a life of unexpected depth and beauty in the rapidly changing America of the early 20th century. You've got Joel Edgerton starring in this. It's in cinemas this weekend. It's going to be out on Netflix November 21st. And speaking of Netflix, the recently released Frankenstein is also out on Netflix as of yesterday.
All right, a TV movie for us?
Yes, on January 31st, 1984, a teenager awakens to realise that she's going to have a baby and having left the house early, and scurries around to find somewhere to hide, lost and frightened. This is writer-director Kieran Cray's dramatisation of the real-life story of Anne Lovett, 15-year-old girl who died in childbirth in the grotto in Granard in County Longford in 1984. This film stars Zara Devlin, Ian Beatty and Eileen Walsh. Anne is on RT1. It's on tonight and it's on at 9:55.
Garrett, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.